where Jonah is four chapters, and we don't always read them all together, but just to give you a heads up, God calls Jonah, says, go to the people of Nineveh. They have sinned. I'm going to destroy Nineveh. I want you to go there and tell them to repent. Well, Jonah doesn't want to do that because he hates the Ninevites. He doesn't want them to repent. He wants God to destroy them. So he gets on a boat and goes the opposite direction. And as he's sailing, God sends a storm. Somehow when God sends us, God makes us go where we need to go. Anyway, ends up, they throw him in the ocean so that the storm will abate. God uses a big fish, the whale, spits him on the shore of Nineveh. He goes, walks into Nineveh, and he says, repent. Repent, or the city will be overwhelmed. And they listen. The people listen. The men listen. The women listen. The children listen. Even the animals are in sackcloth and in mourning, repenting for their sins. And here's the scripture.
Starting in Jonah 3, 4 through 11. When God saw what they had did and how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. But this was very displeasing to Jonah, and he became very angry. He prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, is this not what I said where I was still in my own country? That is why I fled to Tarshish from the beginning, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful God, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and ready to relent from punishing. And now, Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And the Lord said, is it right for you to be angry? Then Jonah went out of the city, sat down east of the city, and made a booth for himself there. He sat in the shade, waiting to see what would become of the city. And the Lord God appointed a bush and made it come up over Jonah to give shade over his head, to save him from his discomfort, so that Jonah was very happy about the bush. But when dawn came up the next day, God appointed a worm that attacked the bush so that it withered. When the sun rose, God prepared a sultry east wind, and the sun beat down on the head of Jonah so that he was faint and asked that he might die. He said, it is better for me to die than to live. But God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry about the bush? And he said, yes, angry enough to die. Then the Lord said, you're concerned about the bush for which you did not labor and which you did not grow. It came into being in the night and perished in the night. And should I not be concerned about Nineveh, that great city, which there are more than 120,000 people who do not know their right hand from their left, and also many animals? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.